This weekend, of course, over the long weekend, it marks the end of the season for both the AFL and the NRL with their biggest days and their biggest dances, Grand Final Day. And to run through the two fixtures and what they hold in store, I am joined by none other than our executive producer, David Gavin. How are you doing, David? Good morning.
I'm good, thank you, Miles. Good morning to you as well.
Yes. Now, firstly, let's talk about the NRL, mainly because Sydney, I mean, we do tend to prefer NRL to the AFL.
It is a league town, isn't it?
Sure is.
Sydney, it's very much a rugby league hub, for want of a better word. But unfortunately, there's no Sydney teams involved this year, Miles.
Yes, exactly. And it's not, in fact, well, there's a little omen that I want to predict later on. But let's just talk about what's in store between the two teams. To start with, the Melbourne Storm, the minor premiers, versus a team at the opposite end of the top eight, North Queensland Cowboys. They just snuck into the finals, and now they're seeming to, you know, complete, well, they're almost at the stage of completing what would be surely the biggest miracle in the history of the NRL.
It's quite the fairy tale, isn't it, Miles? North Queensland just snuck into the final eight courtesy of a Canterbury Bulldogs win over the St. George Illawarra Dragons on the final Sunday of the regular season. Canterbury just sneaking home against St. George, the heartbreak of Dragons fans. And Cronulla snuck in. They won 15-14 over Cronulla in the first week in extra time in quite an emphatic match, and with quite a bit of controversy around it as well, with Shane Flanagan's comments. And then they progressed to Parramatta. They beat Parramatta 24-16. And then last weekend, the mother of all upsets, the quite a surprise indeed, beating the Roosters, who ran second on the competition ladder, to the Melbourne Storm 29-16. And now they find themselves in the big dance, so to speak.
Yeah, and let's, I mean, just look at that. That's the whole idea of, you know, they've been outsiders every single week of the finals. And that, I think, is a tag that almost sits comfortably with them, doesn't it? Because they've come up against Sydney teams that were the favoured opposition by all kind of experts and accounts. And yet, they've managed to push through. Now, that's completely the other end for the Melbourne Storm, who I would be surprised if it, in any match this season they had gone in as the underdogs or not the favourites.
Well, their record would suggest that, Miles. They've won 22 of the 26 matches they've played so far this season, Melbourne. Yes, that's right. 22 of the 26 matches. In the regular season, they won 20 from 24. And it's just been quite the year for the Melbourne Storm. They're side is littered with stars. Billy Slater at the back, Vunivalu and Addo Carr on the wings, Will Chambers, arguably the best centre in the game at present. He's at centre. And then they have Cameron Munster and Cooper Cronk, the Queensland halves from State of Origin Game 3 in there as well. Jesse Bromwich, arguably the world's best front row forward at number 8. Cameron Smith, it goes without saying, he added to his list of achievements last night with that Dally M, and they go into this grand final as raging hot favourites.
They sure do. Now, Cameron Smith, of course, won this Dally M for the second time in the history of his career. He became the oldest player ever to win the Dally M medal. Now, there's a little, as I said, I foreshadowed it before. I've got a theory about why that could be horrific news for the Melbourne Storm. But I want to touch on the AFL first.
Yes.
Because we've got another miracle there in many senses. The two teams with the longest grand final droughts in history, the Adelaide Crows and the Richmond Tigers. They've both broken that duck, at least. They'll be featuring there on Saturday down in Melbourne at a sold-out crowd at the MCG.
And it will be full of Richmond supporters, I'm sure, Miles. Last weekend against the GWS Giants, the Greater Western Sydney Giants, the Richmond game drew a crowd of around 95,000, I believe, and at least 94,800 of them, quite possibly, were Richmond supporters. I think there were around, maybe just over 1,000 Greater Western Sydney Giants fans in the ground. The rest were all decked out in yellow and black
of Richmond,
and passionately following their Tigers.
Was just incredible. I was watching it on TV, and I'm not a huge AFL fan, but I knew this was going to be a big match. And just watching, it felt like the TV was shaking from the roar of the crowd.
You could really feel the atmosphere through the screen, couldn't you? I was watching the game as well. And there's another stat about next weekend as well that might be of some interest to AFL fans and sport followers out there listening to our show this morning. And that is, this grand final this weekend between the Adelaide Crows and the Richmond Tigers is the first time since 1898 that no player in either team has ever played in a grand final before.
There you go. So the whole idea of experience counting in those big games might be completely
null and void.
It goes
completely out the window for this weekend between Richmond and Adelaide. And but I am sure that another big crowd will be in store. Well, it always is for a AFL grand final. A big crowd
sure
is sort of guaranteed. Yeah, that's correct. So I'm sure it'll be a great game.
I mean, the horrible thing about the AFL, for people who don't know, in terms of getting tickets to the match, is you basically, if you're a member of the club, you go into a lottery.
Yes, into a ballot.
And it's quite heartbreaking for a lot of fans, I think, because either team could have sold out the stadium with their own fans, I'm sure. But now they'll both have to just share in a bit of the pie.
Very true. And also, the AFL Grand Final attracts quite a few corporate fans or corporate attendees. I'm trying to look for the right word there, Miles, and I got completely tongue-twisted. Yes, quite a few people in a corporate capacity attending the event eventually got it out. So there's then less tickets available for those general fans of either team to sort of get into the ground and watch their team on grand final day. And that is why such an emphasis is made of the preliminary finals in particular, because there's more chance for those fans to attend that game and see their team in action on the field.
Indeed. Let's start with our predictions. We were just talking about the AFL. So who's going to win?
I think Richmond will just get home. I think the supporter base behind them in the ground, I think there will be quite a few Richmond supporters in attendance once again, as there was last week, and I think that will just get them over the line in a tight one against the Adelaide Crows.
I think the Crows are going to smash them.
Okay.
I think it's going to be a really underwhelming grand final, and the reason I think that is because the Crows this season have just been clinical in those big games. They did it last week against Geelong. They did it in their crosstown derby against Port Adelaide, who also made the finals. I've just never seen a team like them in a game that should be having so much pressure on them. It seems like all the pressure is because it's on this narrative of Richmond breaking the drought.
True.
And I think
Dustin Martin, of course, won the Brownlow medal earlier in the week with a record number of votes. So there's plenty of attention around the Richmond team, and Adelaide are sort of just cruising into Melbourne in from Adelaide and maybe just floating or flying under the radar, so to speak.
Yeah, perhaps that's the early crow. Now, let's look at the NRL Grand Final. I've actually got quite a kind of Illuminati-based theory here. It's one of those conspiracy theories for the ages. Melbourne Storm, by all rights, should win this match.
They should.
They've been the best team all season. One of the best teams, I think, that's played this century, in fact, of the 2000s era. However, the last time Cameron Smith won a Dahlia medal was in 2006.
This is quite the conspiracy, listeners.
Now, when he won that Dahlia medal, they played the Brisbane Broncos, another Queensland team, and it was also another non-Sydney competing grand final. Now, add to that, both the Cowboys and the Broncos were noted for their poor run-ins to the final series. On top of that, the Brisbane Broncos had the worst winning record for a grand final winning team in 2006 when they won it. If the Cowboys were to win on Sunday, that would mean they would break the record. Seemingly, who else has been a record breaker this season? None other than Cameron Smith.
Yes.
And I just think, and also, mind you, just quickly, also Melbourne finished above the losing team they played against in the grand final twice in 06, and now I think it's going to happen again in 2017.
Well, for the record, and just to finish up, I think that being the last game possibly for Cooper Cronk ever, most certainly his last game for the Melbourne Storm, and there is some suggestions and some conjecture over the fact that it might be the last game for Billy Slater as well, I think Melbourne Storm by 20 points or more.
There you go. We're at opposite ends in both regards for both sports. Now, pardon me, you can catch those games across Sydney and Melbourne. Now, I don't think you'd be able to get a ticket to the NRL anymore, but I'm sure you can catch it at a pub or your home, wherever you want to watch it around. The AFL's on Saturday in the afternoon, and the NRL is on Sunday in the early evening. David Gavin, thank you for joining me in studio.
Thank you, Miles.